2020年福建省初中学生毕业和高中阶段学校招生考试英语黑卷一听力第一节听句子听下面五个句子从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图中选出与句子内容相符的选项每个句子读两遍
Number one, the cat likes to run after the ball.
The cat likes to run after the ball.
Number two, the pear is so delicious that I want another one.
The pear is so delicious that I want another one.
Number three, the Children's Day falls on June 1st every year.
The Children's Day falls on June 1st every year.
Number four,My uncle wore a tie when he went to work yesterday.
My uncle wore a tie when he went to work yesterday.
Number five. My grandparents were fishing at this time last weekend.
My grandparents were fishing at this time last weekend.
Number 2. 听对话，听下面七段对话，从每小题所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出正确答案，每段对话读两遍。听第一段对话，回答第六小题。
If it's sunny tomorrow, we will go to the beach.
I'm afraid not. According to the weather report, it will be windy tomorrow.
If it's sunny tomorrow, we will go to the beach.
I'm afraid not. According to the weather report,It will be windy tomorrow.
Are
you interested in drawing pictures or growing flowers, Lily?
Neither. I like writing novels, and I'm crazy about it.
Are you interested in drawing pictures or growing flowers, Lily?
Neither. I like writing novels, and I'm crazy about it. Traditionally,People in many areas perform dragon dance during the spring festival.
Wow! I also heard Chinese people usually stay up very late to welcome the new year.
Traditionally, people in many areas perform dragon dance during the spring festival.
Wow! I also heard Chinese people usually stay up very late.To welcome the new year.
听第四段对话，回答第九小题。
You've grown up. You were just a little girl when you left your hometown with your parents.
Exactly. When I left there, I was only 5 years old, and now I'm 20.
You've grown up. You were just a little girl when you left your hometown with your parents?
Exactly. When I left there, I was only 5 years old, and now I'm 20. Hi, Alex. The weekend is coming. What are you going to do?
Hi, Mary. My cousin Amy is coming to Shanghai. I will take her to the Disneyland. Would you like to join us?
Yes, I'd like to. Need I do anything for you?
I have prepared some snacks and bottles of water. Maybe you can take photos for us.
Good idea. Then we can share the photos with our friends.
Certainly. So you can get your camera ready.
No problem. Hi, Alex. The weekend is coming. What are you going to do?
Hi, Mary. My cousin Amy is coming to Shanghai. I will take her to the Disneyland. Would you like to join us?
Yes, I'd like to. Need I do anything for you?
I have prepared some snacks and bottles of water. Maybe you can take photos for us.
Good idea. Then we can share the photos with our friends.
Certainly. So you can get your camera ready.
No problem.
Welcome to the School English Club. May I ask you some questions?
Of course.
Do you learn English by watching videos?
No, it's too hard to understand native English.
What about keeping a diary in English? Do you learn English that way?
Yes, I do. It is very helpful to write in English every day.
Do you have conversations with your friends in English?
Oh, yes. I do that to improve my speaking skills.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. Welcome to the School English Club. May I ask you some questions?
Of course.
Do you learn English by watching videos?
No, it's too hard to understand native English.
What about keeping a diary in English? Do you learn English that way?
Yes, I do. It is very helpful to write in English every day.
Do you have conversations with your friends in English?
Oh, yes. I do that to improve my speaking skills.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. How do you usually go to school, Carla?
My parents drive me to school. What about you, Mike?
I usually go to school by bus, but I rode my bike to school today.
Really? Why did you ride your bike today?
Because I want to take some exercise by riding a bike.
Sounds great. Riding a bike is also good for the environment.
You're right. So I plan to go to school by bike every day.
Great. No matter how we go to school, we must know safety comes first.
How do you usually go to school, Carla?
My parents drive me to school. What about you, Mike?
I usually go to school by bus, but I rode my bike to school today.
Really? Why did you ride your bike today?
Because I want to take some exercise by riding a bike.
Sounds great. Riding a bike is also good for the environment.
You're right. So I plan to go to school by bike every day.
Great. No matter how we go to school, we must know safety comes first.
第三节，听短文，根据你所听到的短文内容，完成下面表格。每空填一词，短文读三遍。
Hello, everyone. Today, more and more students have some problems. A recent report says about 18% of teenagers have mental health problems. Some students get worried because they want to make great progress. Other students have trouble getting on with others, even with their parents and friends. Here's some advice. Communicate with your parents or teachers when you feel worried. They are always behind you to help solve the problems. Do some sports and take part in group activities. It can improve the friendship with your classmates and friends. Go to see a doctor if you feel deeply upset. It's very necessary. I hope these suggestions are useful to you. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone. Today, more and more students have some problems. A recent report says about 18% of teenagers have mental health problems. Some students get worried because they want to make great progress. Other students have trouble getting on with others, even with their parents and friends. Here's some advice. Communicate with your parents or teachers when you feel worried. They are always behind you to help solve the problems. Do some sports and take part in group activities. It can improve the friendship with your classmates and friends. Go to see a doctor if you feel deeply upset. It's very necessary. I hope these suggestions are useful to you. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone. Today, more and more students have some problems. A recent report says about 18% of teenagers have mental health problems. Some students get worried because they want to make great progress. Other students have trouble getting on with others, even with their parents and friends. Here's some advice. Communicate with your parents or teachers when you feel worried. They are always behind you to help solve the problems. Do some sports and take part in group activities. It can improve the friendship with your classmates and friends. Go to see a doctor if you feel deeply upset. It's very necessary. I hope these suggestions are useful to you. That's all. Thanks for listening.